A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, it's Noons, Aaron Noonan. Great to have you with me on another edition of Repco Supercars Weekly as we wind down into the weekend. Of course, a week away from the return of the Repco Supercars Championship to the track with the NTI Townsville 500 in North Queensland. But there's a bit of news kicking around that I thought we should update you with on this episode today. And today it's been confirmed, a fourth wildcard for the Repco Bathurst 1000. But of course, if you read v8sleuth.com.au, you would have already known about this a few weeks ago. It's been officially confirmed. Matt Charter Motorsport, the Super 2 team, and Matt Charter himself as the lead driver will be the fourth wildcard entry for the great race. They're going to lease a car and engine, Commodore ZB, that is from Walkinshaw Andretti United. It's the same car Jaden O'Jade has been driving as a wildcard entry so far this year. The co-driver for that one is to be confirmed, but I'm hearing that there's a Super 2 pilot or two who might be under consideration for that one. So, of course, the big race weekend, Repco Bathurst 1000, October 6 to 9. And the other cool part of that race entry for that team is that Wally Storey, the former Supercars engineer who so many of our listeners will know Wally from his time with Open Wheelers and the Holden Racing Team and Wayne Gardner Racing and Tasman and Brad Jones Racing. He's going to be the team manager to assist that operation for its first run at Bathurst. And, of course, for Matt Charter, that's his debut in both the main game and the Bathurst 1000 on the same weekend. That is going to be big. That's great to see. I know so many of our listeners and fans and followers love the privateer element of the great race and bemoan that it's no longer part of it. But here's a car and an entry for you to get behind. So if you're from Aubrey as well, you're not just about BJR, you've got to be about Matt Charter Motorsport as well, because there is a privateer entry on the grid to join the Anderson Motorsport car, of course, of Michael Anderson, and the 888 and Erebus entries as well. So 25 regular cars and 4 wild cards as it sits for the big one in October. That's pretty cool. Speaking of news, well, there's no news to update you with on Premier Racing's driver for Townsville to take over the Subway Commodore from Gary Jacobson. No official confirmation as I go to press the record button on this episode of the podcast today. James Golding's been reported as something of a favourite in recent times, so we'll wait and see on what unfolds with that next week as we roll into the NTI Townsville 500, where a few teams, Walkinshaw Andretti United, Dick Johnson Racing, Team 18, they're going to carry over their liveries from the Indigenous round in Darwin at Hidden Valley into Townsville, because next week is NAIDOC week, which celebrates the history and the culture of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. So the timing's fantastic to keep those colours on those cars. Now, this isn't so much about colours on cars, but numbers on cars. Big news in Aussie muscle car circles this week. If you're a Bathurst fan or a Holden dealer team fan, you no doubt know about the Big Banger Commodores from 1984, the end of the Group C era, the 1-2 form finish up at Bathurst with Peter Brock, Larry Perkins, John Harvey, and David Parsons. Well, the Bowden family, those noted car collectors on the Sunshine Coast here in Australia, they've confirmed the purchase of the Big Banger car formerly owned by Peter Champion. Now, that is the car that was part of Peter's Brock experience at Yeppoon, that was at Dreamworld later on the Gold Coast for some time. That car has recently been acquired by the Bowdens, and they have replaced the 05 on it with number 25. So the saga of 205 Commodores from the Big Banger era is over. You can read the full story and view the photo gallery now on our website, v8sleuth.com.au. In fact, I'll get our producer to put the link in our show notes so you can go straight to it and click right through. As I said before, next weekend, it's all about Townsville, the NTI Townsville 500. It's going to be large, but gee, I reckon it's hard to go past probably four cars as favourites from three teams. And I'll tell you why. This statistic will be one you can wheel out to your mates next week and tell them all about it. And you don't even have to tell them you heard it from me. You can claim the credit if you like. In the 34 races that have been held there so far, if we look at the last 24 of those since 2014, only three teams have won at that track. 888, DJR, well, DJR Tim Penske, as it was then, and Tickford Racing, who, of course, were ProDrive prior to being Tickford. So that's a real domination at the one venue. And remember that there's been a couple of years of multiple events in Townsville too, due to COVID, with the championship wanting to get as many as they could in the bank. So pretty hard to go past those three teams as the ones to watch rolling into next weekend. Now, speaking of rolling in too, our Holden Racing team book, The Cars Second Edition, is rolling in. It's now in stock. The official launch is next week, but you can click on the link in our show notes to order yourself a copy. They are limited and numbered to just 3,000 copies. It's covering all 45 Holden Racing Team Commodores that raced with the helmet and lion logo, the factory Commodores. It's a pretty cool book. We're really proud of it. I think you'll really enjoy it. Perfect for Father's Day. Perfect for Christmas. Perfect to just buy for yourself. No real need or present-giving reason required. Jump on our website now. superstore.v8sleuth.com.au. It's a rebrand for our V8 Sleuth online store. It is now the V8 Sleuth Superstore. The address, superstore.v8sleuth.com.au. A quick reminder too, I know everyone loves to know what's going on with TV viewing. Next weekend, Townsville is another free-to-air round, so you'll see it on Channel 7 and 7 Plus, as well as Fox Sports and KO, as per usual. Now, next week, the V8 Sleuth podcast, powered by Repco, returns on Wednesday. I've got a sit-down chat with a really, really interesting guest, and he's a guy you don't really hear a great deal from. Sven Burkarts is the co-owner of Tickford Racing, but he's the co-owner you don't really hear much from. He's very much in the background, very deliberately, as he describes on next week's edition of the podcast. He's got some great stories of how he got into cars and motorsport. Let's just say, I reckon he's got his need for speed from his mum and the time that she borrowed a car and took it in a competitive event. It's a sensational story. And we also talk about some of his dealings with his profession. He's a lawyer, so he deals a lot with motorsport and a lot with various entities. A really interesting chat. I think you'll enjoy it. That's next Wednesday on the V8 Sleuth podcast, powered by Repco. Every Tuesday, Castrol Motorsport News podcast with Andrew Van Leeuwen, Stefan Bartholomaeus. The boys are dominating. Tune in, have a listen. Make sure you subscribe, because you'll get the notification on your phone from whichever podcast app you're using when the latest episode goes live. It's usually Tuesdays between about 4 and 5 Eastern Standard Time. So, but if you subscribe, it doesn't matter. You'll get the notification whenever it fires out, and you'll know exactly when it's there. And of course, every Thursday, sometimes Friday, Repco Supercars Weekly with the latest news, notes and quotes from the Repco Supercars Championship. You've got the perfect podcasting week of motorsport material via us, the Motorsport Podcast Network. Right, that's us done. I am going to go and knock off for the day. Looking forward to a quiet weekend at home. Happy birthday to my dad. It's his birthday tomorrow, Saturday, July 2. I better go and buy him a present, shouldn't I? I better get out of here. Hope you've enjoyed listening. We'll chat to you again next week. Looking forward to Townsville next weekend too. Have a great weekend. Chat to you soon. Bye for now.